In New York, it's Fashion Week when designers unveil their collections for next spring. If you're at one of these shows, the idea is to look at the clothes. But some people find themselves distracted by the models, by the way that they walk down the runway. Here to tell us about it is our own fashion correspondent and Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel, reporting from the tents at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. Jessica, what are you seeing?
We are seeing a real dramatic change in the way models are going down the runway. They're doing this giant strut, a very jerky step. That's what I'm hearing from the models like Lachelle Covington.
They call it the horse walk, the big whole stomping down the runway thing. All the models are sort of taking that and claiming it right now. So I think it's what's hot. It's what looks good on the runway. Like if you ever see the shows on television, it just looks sexy, the way the hips sway and all that good stuff. So it's a walk that everybody's doing right now.
Alex, let me tell you, that walk is mesmerizing when you see it. At least for me, it's very hard to look at the clothing.
Well, what does it look like?
They pick their knees up very high and sort of kick the feet out in front of them and then put one foot down in front of each other, really just in a line. So you get this very jerky hips going and the shoulders always straight and the look on the face, very severe.
I thought that was just the way that models looked all the time when they walk.
Oh, how memories are short in the fashion world. It's true that supermodel Gisele Bündchen brought that into vogue about 3 or 4 years ago. That's what fashion insiders are telling me. But many designers actually discourage this. They want a more natural look, and they've even posted signs backstage saying, please walk naturally. And that is certainly the word from designers like Jeffrey Costello of exclusive lingerie line VPL.
To me, it distracts from the clothing. Really what I'm looking at is the girl's feet. And that's great if you're a shoe designer, but watching, you know, last season watching different shows, seeing girls walk like that, I really was concentrating on their feet, and I would miss a lot of the clothing that was going down the runway.
And model Lachelle Covington says that horse walk in those very high heels can actually trip you up.
Let me tell you, that's every model's worst nightmare. If she tells you differently, she's lying. Every single model has a fear that she'll fall off the runway in those heels.
But haven't models and stars always been tottering around in those little strappy shoes like that?
Oh, sure. They've always been tottering, but it really has gotten more extreme lately. I almost see it as a kind of extreme adventure sport on the runway. Will those girls fall? Well, if you look at fashion history, it hasn't always been that way. Back in the 70s, models sort of danced down the runway. They glided. They were elegant. And I got an amazing demonstration of that today at the Bill Blast show.
Well, what happened?
The new designer for Bill Blass, Michael Wahlbrecht, brought some models out of retirement who had their heyday in the 1970s. And they did that 70s walk. We saw it. It was unbelievable. They looked at the audience. They smiled at the audience. They glided. And Pat Cleveland, who was truly a great model, sort of did that dance.
It's a cultural thing. You know, walking is like a dance. And in the 70s, everyone was free and happy. And, you know, they were much more sexy, I think.
At the same time, you still had these young models coming down the runway. And they were still doing that herky-jerky walk, even though they had been instructed to walk naturally. And the contrast was amazing. The audience just ate it up.
Fashion reporter and Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure, as always.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.